بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We continue now. Let's have a wake up call, inshallah. Wake up alert call. Yeah, CJ Foundation 21 is loaded on the site. Foundation 21 is loaded. طيب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Name the sons and daughters of Abu Bakr. Name the sons and daughters of Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. أسماء، عائشة، yes، عبد الله، yes، محمد، yes، and عبد الرحمن. That's it. عبد الرحمن، أسماء، عائشة، عبد الله، and محمد. Okay. MashaAllah, good. Abdullah took a took a task during the migration from Mecca to Medina, by, you know, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took in this immigration. He had a task. What was the task? He would bring them the news of Abdullah. Who would bring them the news of what? Naam, the news of Quraysh. The news of Quraysh. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Who's the elder of his sons? Who's the elder of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's sons? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes? Abdul Rahman. Naam. Naam. He was known for his عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. عبد الرحمن was known for his bravery and righteousness. نعم. Answer by correct or false or true. Umruman رضي الله عنها went through difficult times during the incident of accusation of Aisha, known as al-ifk. True. Umruman, when she became ill, who was there to serve her and help her until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her soul? Umruman, as you know, was the wife of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Who took care of her during her illness until she died? Aisha. Yes, Aisha. Aisha radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stepped in the grave of Umruman and asked Allah's forgiveness for her. No guessing. Just if you know, go ahead. If you don't know, and these are not rulings, or some of them at least. Okay, what's happening? Where are the people? Okay. True. Who was the one who was declared free from the accusation imparted on her, declared free from above seven heavens? Aisha radiallahu anha, who was the most beloved of people to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam from women? Aisha رضي الله عنها. who was the one who ordered the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get married to Aisha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. Who is the most beloved of men to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Who was the one change the color font, please? Jidali, please change the font. Who said, if the knowledge of Aisha is compared to the knowledge of all women, then the knowledge of Aisha would be better? Who said this? No. No. Not Abu Huraira. Not Zainab. No, no. Imam Al-Zuhri. 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 طيب, who said, I have seen you on three nights in my dream, the angel bringing you in a sheet of silk. Yes, yes, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, طيب. Who told him, this is your wife? Then I unravel your face and there you are. The angel, yes. Yeah. Who said, if this is from Allah, then Allah will make it pass. Okay, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, true or false, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala used to cry frequently. True. True or false, the banner in the battle of Tabuk was held by Abu Bakr on the day of Tabuk. The banner was held by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Okay, the answer is correct. The answer is correct. Okay. طيب. True or false, Abu Bakr died and left a lot of wealth. False. Who was the one who said, if I were to take from my ummah a khalil, I would take Abu Bakr as my khalil? Khalil is from khulla. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Ibrahim as his khalil. Khulla is the highest degree of love. Yeah. That was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. طيب. نعم. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أوكي. ابن عمر البخاري رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said that from ابن عمر that he said that we used to distinguish between men in terms of their merits during the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then we would give the first to Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman. That's right. ما شاء الله. طيب. طيب. In a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, the hadith of Muhammad bin Jubair bin Mut'im an Abi, he said, a woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he commanded her to return. So she said, if I come back and I come and I return and I don't find you. She was saying, like, you know, if she dies, you know, and then she come, or death takes you. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, if you don't find me, then go to whom? Then go to Abu Bakr. That's right. And in the narration by An-Nasa'i, an Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhuma, anhu, قال, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ansar said, from you a leader and from us a leader. So Umar came to them and said, didn't you know that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded Abu Bakr to lead the people in prayer? So who amongst you would like to introduce himself before Abu Bakr? What was their answer? What was their answer? Yes. Said, we seek refuge in Allah. No one. We seek refuge in Allah that we do so. We seek refuge in Allah that we do so. Yani, no one will do so from us. From the works of Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه, from his good deeds, is that he sent the army of whom to the greater Syria area? The army of whom? The army of? Now, Osama bin Zayd. That's right. This is the first thing which Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu did. And it was the first, it was the army which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already prepared before his death. To fight whom in the greater Syria area? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared this army to fight whom in the greater Syria area, in the Bilad al-Sham? To fight the Romans, to fight the Romans. And this army returned, filled the blanks. Victorious. Now, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, some of the Arab tribes apostated. Who fought them? Triumphant, yes. Who fought them? Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr. Okay, who fought also those who refused to pay the zakah? Abu Bakr. No. One of the great works of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is that he directed an army to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by removing the Persians from where? The Magians from, to remove them from Iraq. Yes. Yes. And he chose to lead this army. He chose. Who was the leader he chose to lead this army? No. In the beginning. Khalid ibn al-Walid. Khalid ibn al-Walid.